if they say, well, we intend to do exactly that. And I promised you after the news at 4, we would be having a little splash together. Well, we're doing the politicians thing, you know, we're drinking, you guys are listening, hopefully. But we're doing it with the best intentions, exactly like our friends. You know, we will do this because we want you to learn something. And today, it's not the wine of the week that we normally produce from Tops at Lifestyle. Something is just slightly different. Well, two things are slightly different. Firstly, Eamon Dowling is not here. He's been replaced for today by Mark Pierce, who is now the head honcho at Tops at Lifestyle. Nice to see you in the studio, Mark.
How are you doing, Dave? Yeah, great.
Very
to be here.
Very cool that you are here with Karina van der Merwe from Lillet. Is that the company called Lillet?
Yes, that is called Lillet.
Okay, and this is why I say we're doing things slightly differently today, because we have two wonderful presenters and one exciting bottle. The bottle is, it's different. Some say it's wine, others say it's an aperitif. What is the difference? Karina, help me.
So a wine is basically, it's just a full glass of wine. This is actually not a wine. The reason why we call it is an aperitif, because it is 85% wine and then 15% fruit macerations that is added into the wine itself.
So it's a bit of a combination, is it? Is it like a, I don't know, what would you call it? An aperitif? It sounds very posh. What would you call it in South Africa that makes it easier to understand what it is?
So we still do call it an aperitif. That is the main term for it. So an aperitif is basically, they call it an aperitivo. It's predominantly an Italian word. And that just means it's a drink that you generally do have before your meal. It opens up your stomach a little bit, but it doesn't stop there. You can have it anytime. It's very lovely. It's light. So it's a drink that you can have at any occasion, basically.
And is this something that you, because with wine you might settle down with a bottle and some friends and just gently enjoy life the Bellito way. But with an aperitif, this is the beginning to a meal or it's more of an occasion, isn't it?
So, yes, but even with a bottle of wine, you can say it's always an occasion as well. So with this, we generally say it's
like, would you drink the whole bottle of Lillet?
Yes, but not...
Oh, really? Good for you.
It's so good and light. So you want to share it with people, you would definitely want to have a full bottle. So the idea behind Lillet is you actually don't just drink the whole bottle. It's a mixer. So you have like... So on the bottle, it says one part Lillet to one to two parts of tonic or anything with bubbles inside. So it would be 50 mils of Lillet. So the one part was actually a European part. So it's 50 mils. And then the 1 to 2 would be 100 mils of tonic water specifically is what we like to use with it.
So it's like a Cinzano or something like that.
Probably, yeah. You could compare it to one of those.
It's an alcoholic drink that isn't quite as powerful as the spirits, who typically would drink a drink like this?
So typically it would be women. Our target market is definitely women. It's a lot fruitier. It's a lot fresher. So we do try and target more women. The age gap, we don't actually want to say it ends, but generally it's more women that go like up to the age of 35. And for them, it's women who want to have a brunch or a picnic together or that sunset hour that they like to look. This is the kind of drink, and we try and play with that in those kinds of spaces.
Is it a posh drink?
It is a posh drink.
So those that want to appear upwardly mobile should be buying bottles of Lillet.
Yes, absolutely.
What does it cost?
So the retail price is $3.39. That is $99. That's our recommendation. So that is the base selling price. But so
it's quite expensive, really, for a you know. I don't want to say it's not a proper drink because it's not like 45% alcohol. So where does the value lie?
There's a lot of value. So this Lillet is a very, very old brand. It started in 1872 with these two brothers. The first one that they had was actually known as Kina Lillet, and that they had in the 1880s when they created this.
Okay.
So one of the claim to fame behind Lillet actually is that the iconic James Bond martini, the Vesper martini, was made with the Kina Lillet variants in mind. So Lillet actually has a very long standing. It does come all the way from France. The wines come all the way from the Bordeaux region. And then a lot of the fruit macerations we also import from top places overseas, such as Peru, Spain, Haiti, all over.
So, you know what we're going to do, Mark, and I think you'll agree with me here. Talking about these things is one thing, but the proof is generally in the glass. So why don't we why don't we have a sip or two, and then we'll come back on the other side, and I'll be as brutally frank as I generally am, because, dear listener, I know that you expect nothing less than that. So let's take a gentle plunge into a glass of Lillet, and we'll be back on the other side of this to tell you all about it. With Leanne La Havas in the background, can't fight, she says. She's absolutely right. We've been treated to a taste of an aperitif called Lillet. What is Lillet? Well, it's a premium aperitif created in 1872 and prepared in the wine cellars of Pondensac, a small village south of Bordeaux. Lillet comes from a subtle blend of wine and fruit infusions. It's prepared by the cellar master using methods passed down since the 19th century. So, okay, that's the background. It is, shall we absolutely be brutally frank? I'm going to be brutally frank and say, I can understand why it's popular. It definitely has appeal. It's. I'll be absolutely frank as well and say it's not my favorite. I probably wouldn't go for this much because, well, I find it neither fish nor fowl. But I'm sure that there are many that would argue the point and say, well, you're not the target market, are you?
Yeah. So I think that's important, Dave, that probably you and I are not the target market. As Karina alluded to earlier, it's the younger, energetic female. And I think it is perfect for the season that we're going into right here in Belito.
Yeah. Well, I can see straight away. Yeah. Firstly, it looks gorgeous. I mean, that color. Just that alone, you probably would. Why would you drink it? It looks so good. You just sit with the glass and look gorgeous, reflecting in the kind of gentle rosé, filtered sunlight. But I would imagine also it would benefit from being ice cold. I don't know. Is this something that should be served ice cold?
Yeah. So generally we do say ice cold. That helps a lot of ice. So the main problem with a lot of drinks is that people don't want too much ice in. Ice tends to water down your drink. Ah. So that's even why your wine glass, not your white wine glasses or your gin glasses, they are normally quite big so that they can fit in more ice to keep your drink cold and then let it last for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not, it's not as, I thought, just listening to you explaining how the fruit and the wine, it would be very sweet, but it's not. I mean, it's not overly dry or bitter, but it does have a,
It's a nice semi-sweet.
It sort of curls the tongue. I mean, that's for sure. So, you know, it's not going to pot this down like a cold drink. That's the point. It's definitely a drink to be savored and sipped, I think, probably slowly. And you're right, you could probably drink the whole. How much? What is the alcohol content of this?
So it's 17% for the full bottle, but once you actually do the 1-2 ratio, it goes down to almost 5%.
So it's a very mildly alcoholic aperitif. You could drink this all day, probably. Well, I mean, with the let's just say that you're probably going to be able to behave responsibly and keep your wits about you, which is a good idea, and yet still enjoy the experience of a beautifully presented bottle. Available at Tops at Lifestyle. Now, normally when we do the wine of the week, we have a tasting session on a weekend. Is there an opportunity to taste the Lillet anywhere?
There will be, but Corinne also was in store today doing a lot of tasting and educating of our liquor specialists.
And what was the general impression?
So they actually were, unfortunately, they couldn't taste for the day, but upon knowing about it, it helped them a lot to actually know how to suggest it to guests, what are the main garnishes that we need to do, so that if a guest does show up and they say they want to try Lillet, what would you suggest, where could they go, where could they get that? So that's the background that we try to give them on the store, just to guide consumers in.
Is it relatively new on the South African market?
Yes, it is very new. So this bottle specifically, the Lillet Rosé, was only created in 2011. We only brought it in officially this year, February.
So what are you anticipating in terms of sales?
So it's still starting, because it was like, as soon as we started promoting it into the Natal area, it was still quite cold. So this is more of a spring and summertime drink. So definitely right now we're hoping it's going to go all the way up.
Big for the festive season.
Big for the festive season.
And Belito is bang on in terms of profile.
Absolutely.
This is good. If you've just joined us, are tasting not the wine of the week, folks. This is an aperitif, an interesting one, a very special drink. It's called Lillet. It's without doubt, I would suggest, if you're a lover of the shaken, not stirred variety of martini, then you're probably going to be an absolute devotee or a fan of Lillet, served in various different creative ways. Generally speaking, very cool. It is a beautiful looking bottle. It has pedigree on steroids. The color in the glass is just beautiful. Not my favorite, but then I'm not the target market. As Karina says, it's aimed more at the gentle drinker, the female market. Of course, there's nothing to say that is exclusively. It's not the case at all. It's just the kind of taste that you fancy. It's not a cheap drink, which means that it's going to be extremely popular in Belito, because we don't do cheap. We want quality, nothing but the best. And Mark Pierce, the new Tutti di Capo at Tops at Lifestyle is in the house. Mark, what is your take on this?
Yeah, so it's a very refreshing drink, and I think it'll do very well over the season in Belito, and once we have good weather. And I think that's what Karina is saying, that I think when they launched it in February, it probably, and started doing the marketing and advertising, it wasn't the right time when we're going into the winter.
But, yeah.
But I think it's going to be great for sundowners, life the Belito way. I think there's lots of synergy there.
And at Tops, they've got enough stock to see you through the festive season, which is a good thing. There's a couple of competitions running at the moment at Tops.
Yes, we've got Glenmorangie Whiskey. That competition runs to the 29th of October. It's a bright orange tailor-made golf bag to the value of 5,000 Rand. So just to reiterate to all the customers who come in, if they buy a bottle of the 750 milliliter, all they need to do is put their name and contact details on the slip, and there's an entry box in store. So hopefully one of our good customers can win that tailor-made bag.
Exciting stuff. And Eamon tells me there's a couple of surprises in the bag as well.
That's correct, yeah.
If you're not necessarily a golfer, you will still want to win that prize, because it's not inside, it is in this case. Okay, well, that is it. The wine of the week was replaced by the aperitif of the week. My very special guest, Karina van der Merwe from Lillet, and Mark Pierce from Tops at Lifestyle. What a pleasure. This is going up as a podcast, by the way, so if you've missed half of it or quarter of it, or even just tuned in right now and you're wondering, it'll be up on our website under the regular afternoon show category, and you'll be able to see my guest for yourselves, and that always helps, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about in terms of the bottle. And there it is. It's been fun. Thanks so much for popping by. Huge success with your product, Lille. And Mark, lovely to see you this side of the microphone. We'll do it again soon, I hope. Are you back next week?
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. Yes, Eamon's going to be down on the wine farm still looking for some more exclusive wines.
So that's what he does so well. Huh? That's Tops at Lifestyle, the finest emporium of its kind. And I'm not even joking when I say that. And the afternoon show continues.